Is that better? Okay. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bit My Tongue. It's your host, Nye, speaking. Welcome back to another episode. I am not in the Walgreens parking lot this time around. There was a cashier at the Walgreens who saw me in my car recording a podcast, and I just can't face it. He knew what I was doing. And I just can't. Like, I literally drove past the Walgreens and I saw his car because he was on his way. Like, he was getting into his car when he saw me in my car recording a fucking podcast. And we made eye contact and he slowly drove away staring at me. And I saw his car in the parking lot and I was like, I can't go back there. We're filming at night today because I had a long day and by the time I was ready to record this, the sun had already set. But I'm like, hey, better late than never. I also randomly get the most amount of energy at night, in the wee hours of the night, so I feel like this is weirdly gonna work out for us. But anyways, back to business. I'm back in LA. I thought I would update you guys. So to all of the people who were like commenting really sweet, like, I hope you enjoy New York. Like, I was like, I'm gonna literally cry because like that's so sweet, but also I'm not in New York anymore. Yeah, by the time that episode came out, I was already back in Los Angeles. I won't talk too much about my New York trip because I don't know, I just kind of want to keep it to myself. But I will say it was really good. It was a needed vacation and I had a really great time. It was everything I needed it to be, and just I really love that city. I like how I literally posted a video of making fun of people who are like, I love New York. But I love New York. But yeah, enough of the life update. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of this episode. Also, I keep looking around because there's literal pedestrians walking around. And I'm just making sure no one can see me being Joe Rogan in the car. Like, I just want to make sure no one is seeing Joe Rogan right now. Like, I woke up this morning and I just had hella thoughts. And so I naturally grabbed my notebook and I started jotting them down. And we're going to go through them. So, the first thing on my list, I think I'm scared of men? Question mark. And then in quotations, I put genuinely though. Like, real as fuck! Like, did she lie? But did I lie? Okay, let me tell you guys a funny little silly story, okay? So I've been wanting a pet, right? I've been wanting a pet, and as much as I'm a dog person, I also do, I feel like I've recently just been like, I used to not bond with cats, not because I didn't want to, but because I didn't really like, I wasn't, like, cats weren't accessible to me. Like, I grew up around hella dogs. Like, my grandma had dogs, my aunt had dogs, like, no one that I was close to really had cats, so I never really, like, chilled with cats like that, until, you know, I got older, and now, like, hella of my friends have cats, and I fuck with cats. Anyways, besides the point, I have really been dying to have a pet. Like, I've just been, like, I don't know what it is, but I, like, my maternal instincts are developing. Because it's the way that when I was younger, I was like, I will literally never be a mother. Like, you could not pay me enough money. I would never do that. Why? Why? Anyways, as I've gotten older, I'm like, I want a little baby. Ew! Like, I don't know what it is. I think it's genuinely just, like, my body is doing, like, the thing where it's like, hey, let's prep her. This is what she's supposed to be doing. She's a woman. I think my body is, like, going through changes. I'm going through changes. Or something, because I feel like I have gone from negative percent maternal to, like, a good, like, 10%. I'm like, I want to care for something. And I want to nurture something. And I want to put my love into it. And I want to make sure that it's cared for and loved and it has all of its nutrients, and I want to make sure that, you know, it is warm at night and it grows up with no trauma. Like that, I don't know why. It's just been something that I've just been thinking about. And so anyways, I've always wanted a pet, but I never thought that I was responsible enough to have one. Because let's be fucking for real. Like,
hello? Sir? This man is doing a cameo in the pod right now.
Okay, anyways, I remember when I was younger and I wanted something, my mom was always the type to be like, okay, but if you want a dog, you have to prove it to me. Or like, oh, but if you want like a DS, you have to do your homework first. Like, my mom was always that type of parent. And I feel like I've been parenting myself because I'm like, girl, you want a pet? Oh, you want a little kitty cat? Then why are your sheets still dirty? Why are your sheets still fucking dirty? Oh, you want a cat? Now imagine having a cat with dirty sheets. Those sheets are going to be even more dirty. Fucking hairy ass sheets. Like, that's embarrassing. So I've been proving to myself that I can be responsible. Anyways, I've come to the conclusion that I want to get a baby little kitty cat. I want to get a little kitty cat. I want to get a cat so bad. And I think I'm going to do it. I'm like 95% sure that it's happening. It's happening, people. So in the next couple of episodes, you might see me with an actual child. I'm going to be a mother. I'm going to be a mother. I swear this all ties back into why I'm afraid of men. Give me a second. We're getting there. Okay. So yeah, so decided I wanted to get a little kitty cat. We all know cats are not as high maintenance as dogs are. We all know cats are strong, independent women, and they can take care of themselves. I mean, obviously, you do have to take care of a cat and be responsible, but they are, you know, very intelligent creatures. Am I allergic to cats? 1,000 yes. 1,000% yes. Yes, I am. I am allergic to cats, but, like, girl, like, you're allergic to cats? Like, grow the fuck up. Like, literally, it's the way that gives me the ick. Grow up! What do you mean you're allergic to cats? So, I'm not gonna let that get in my way. I am going to think hard and strong and look inwards and reflect on my actions. And then I'm gonna get some, like, Xurex or some shit. I'm gonna pop it, and I'm gonna hope that my cat allergies go away. You know, I think this little kitty will also teach me how to take care of a live animal. And all jokes aside, I am, you know, planning on actually taking, like, such good care of this cat because, like, it's a living thing. And, like, as much as I make a lot of stupid jokes, like, I want to make sure that I'm a good pet owner. But anyways, I think that this kitty cat will teach me how to be a mother. And maybe in the future, my cat can be homies with a little dog and we could all be a happy family. So back to why men scare me. So, okay, so here's the thing. So I remember when I was like looking at like adoption centers for like kittens, and I kept looking online and like reaching out to people being like, hey, do you have any kittens available? And like every like baby that has been like presented to me, they all have been females. And I'm not gonna lie, internally a little bit, I was like, fuck, why do I kind of want a baby, like, boy kitten? Like, why do I want, like, a baby boy? Because I was like, I love my girls. Like, my girls are so precious, and I love them. Like, but I was like, why do I want a baby boy, like, cat? And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, I fully really think that in my head, I have, like, a little fear of men. Like, I think I'm kind of a lot scared of men. And I was kind of hoping to, like, mend my relationship and work on my relationship with men. I've been wanting to work on my relationship with men. And I was, like, my first thing to, you know, start me on the path to, like, not being afraid of men. Let me get a male cat. Let me get, like, a little male animal, and we can start small. I don't know, it makes sense in my head. So anyways, I was like, I kind of do want to get a baby. I want to get a boy cat because I want to work on my relationship with men and not fearing them. If my cat is a man, we can start there. To be fair, I don't know why I'm scared of men. Actually, I have a couple of reasons. I definitely do have a couple of good ones up my sleeve. I think over the last couple of years, I feel like as I've grown up, my relationship with men has kind of dwindled. I feel like it's just gotten worse. And I feel like in my head, I kind of have this belief that I'm like, men are disappointing. And they will always be disappointing. And every man in my life will probably always disappoint me. And that's not a good thought to have. I don't want to think like that. I do think like that right now, but I also just don't want to, like, I don't want to think that way. I know that that's not true. I know that there's a lot of really good men out there. And I think having a good relationship with men and with male figures in my life is important to me. So I could choose to just always feel this way about men and be like, oh, like, whatever, that's just how it's gonna be. Like, men will always disappoint me and blah. Or I could, like, try to, like, heal from it. And yeah, I think you guys get what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Did I just trauma dump a little bit? Yeah, just a little bit. But, like, that's none of no one's business. It's just a little bit. So yeah, anyways, rant equals over. I've noticed, I think since I've started filming this podcast and, like, recording in my car, I've noticed how much people loiter. Like, I was chilling at the Walgreens the other day, and it's the way that everyone was literally like, I felt like I was at like a 4th of July fireworks like hangout because everyone was loitering. Everyone was literally just chilling. Like someone was posted up with like their trunk open and like they had like a sandwich in the back and they were like drinking a beer. Like it. People just be chilling in their cars. And I'm people. Okay. So, you know how literally a couple minutes ago I was talking about how I wanted to talk about something later on? Well, the time is now. I want to talk about that thing. So, I was basically saying how I feel like I've been able to prove to myself that I can be responsible. And I think really what it's been is I feel like I'm finally getting into the rhythm of like being a fucking like fending for myself, like taking care of myself, like being a woman. No one told me what it would be like. And then all of a sudden I'm like fending for myself and fucking taking care of myself and I'm a woman. Like I feel like I've been entering womanhood. And it's definitely been weird. I feel like the first couple of years that I, moved out of my home and like started living on my own were definitely chaos. Lots of crying, lots of FaceTiming my mom and being like, how do I do this? Oh, wait, how do I do that? How? Remember when you like made that like really good soup? Like, how do I make that soup? And like, how do I wash clothes? I will say I was really spoiled when I was little, and my mom hella did like literally almost everything for me. And so when I moved out, I was like, oh shit. And so the first couple of years of me moving out, I was a hot fucking mess. But I think now I have kind of gotten into a routine, and I feel like I definitely have the hang of things, which is just weird, and like I'm like proud of myself, but it's also just like, oh, so this is what life is gonna be like forever. But, anyways, I feel like I have finally been developing a routine, and I remember like anytime I would tell my mom, like, oh, like, whatever, like, I'm sad, or oh, like, I'm bored, or oh, like, my fucking back hurts, she would always just be like, it's because you don't have a routine. It's because you don't have a routine. And I'd be like, what does that even mean? And like, I don't even know what that means, girl. Like, you sound like a fucking fitness life inspo. 7 a.m. wake up, go to the gym at 7:30, come back, eat an apple, clock in, stock market at 8 a.m. And then you go to the gym again. Like, I was like, anytime someone would say anything about a routine, I was like, bro, shut the fuck up for real. Like, y'all are so annoying. But now I'm like, oh. Okay, well, like, not shut the fuck up to my mom, but like to like the all like I felt like every time I would see someone talking about a routine, it was always like those like meme YouTube videos, like how to get a fucking, like, crazy, like, how to be that guy.
I think I was, like, lurking on YouTube earlier, and I was, like, I looked up routine videos, and it's literally those fucking, like, meme guys who are, like, wake up at 7, grind. Like, it's always, you look up routine, or you hear someone online talking about routine, and it's fucking this, like, it's this shit. To my audio listeners, I'm showing the visual girls a photo of this man who looks like he's like mansplaining something and like looks scary, and there's a photo of the brain as the thumbnail. Like, automatically I've already tapped out. The perfect morning routine every man should do, science based.
I've created the perfect morning routine where each step is scientifically backed to help you increase motivation, energy, mental output, and productivity.
6 a.m. shower. 6:15 a.m. glass of water. 7 a.m. hit the gym. Like, bro, like, shut the fuck up. Like, y'all just make it so impossible to be a fucking human being. Y'all just like, what do you mean? Look at this thumbnail. That's crazy. Automatically, I am just tapped out. So yeah, I've been building a routine. For a long time, I didn't understand the necessity of a routine, and I felt like I was just more of a, I get shit done in bursts. I get bursts of energy and, like, inspiration, and I get a lot done then, but the rest is just, like, highs and, like, lows. It's, like, the little bursts of energy, and then I'm like, okay, well, let me lay down for, like, a couple hours. And that worked for a little bit until it didn't, and I was like, okay, this is actually inconvenient as fuck. The bursts, first of all, I don't even get shit done as effectively as I want to when I just get bursts of energy and do it. Like, I always end up forgetting something. This is what I mean. I remember specifically, I would always get like bursts of energy to film. Like, I was like, oh, I'm in the mood to film. And so I would just grab my cameras and try to film something. And sometimes I would get, like, a fun video, and other times I literally just was like, this video is just so poorly planned. My camera died midway because I didn't fucking charge the battery. And, like, it's just sloppy. It's sloppy because I did it, like, impulsively, and I didn't plan it out, and I didn't organize myself. And so I felt like I was doing that with a lot of things in my life. And then I realized that it's actually taking more time and energy, and the result is, like, not as good when I just work that way. Like, instead of randomly filming a video in the middle of the day, not prepared, and, like, ending up with a shitty video that literally just comes out so poorly, I could just organize myself and the next day, you know, plan my day around doing this thing. And so I started doing that, and I realized that it obviously works so much better. So yeah, so that's a part of it. But also, I felt like with my mental health, not having a routine just made the days feel so much longer. It made the days just, like, merge together. I felt like I was just in bed all day, and this was when I was, like, really depressed. And so I think slowly realizing that, like, when I give myself tasks to do every day and, like, accomplish them, like, small tasks, I feel way better about myself. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go piss, girl. Ew! Like, why? 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 Hey guys, I'm back from my potty break. Anything I ever said about the Walgreens bathrooms, I take back, because somehow the Ralph's bathrooms are so much fucking worse. It's the back rooms, but it's also the Saw movie. Like, there is a little clown that's gonna roll out on a tricycle and is gonna kill me in this bathroom right now. It's the way that while I was walking into the Ralph's, there was this man who I could have sworn was Timothy Chalamet. I could have literally put money on the fact that I thought that was Timothy Chalamet. Because I, you know how Timothy be, you know how Timothy, you know, he loves, you know, to be one of the locals. He loves to be a local girl. Okay, I could have sworn that I saw Timothy Chalamet walking out of the Ralphs because it just made sense in my head. And as he was walking out, I literally was like dead staring at him. Like I was like trying to see if it was actually Timothy, and it wasn't Timothy. But it's the way that in my head, I always tell myself, like, if I ever were to see Timothy, like, I would be so nonchalant and just so cool girl. So cool, mysterious girl. And it's the way that encounter, there was nothing cool, mysterious girl about me being, like, staring at this fucking man to find out whether or not he was Timothy Chalamet. Anyways, back to more important affairs. Back to what I was saying. So back to what I was saying. This could be us, but you playing. Back to what I was saying. Yeah, routine is important, blah, blah, blah. I feel like I don't know. My thing is, like, as much as I want to build out a routine, I got to be realistic with myself because I am not waking up at 5 and then drinking a tall glass of water at 5:30 and then journaling at 5:45 and then hitting the gym at 6. Like, that is simply just, like, not gonna happen. So I've been realistic with myself, but some of the top things that I have genuinely enjoyed and need to do at least every single day so that I have a good day and sleep well at night is working out, which is like, boo, it's so fucking lame. I just like sound like one of those girls that are like, let me tell you how you can get your life together. Go work out. Just do it. Like, I hate that. But I will say, working out has literally changed my life. I go to bed just feeling a little bit better about myself. I'm like, damn, like, I just end up going to sleep feeling really accomplished when I go to the gym. And more than anything, it's not even the fact that I feel accomplished, I'm gonna be honest. It's just the fact that, like, my body just feels, like, tired. Like, my body just feels like I hunted and gathered. My body feels like I literally, like, primal. Like, it's the way that I literally, like, I walked around the village. Like, I don't know. It just feels, I feel like I did what I needed to do. And I used my body. So, working out has been a really big one. I also randomly just, like, I love a good stretch. Like, I've been doing Pilates and just, like, like, stretching. I'm like, I get why old people, like, I don't know. Like, I think this entire podcast episode is just me being like, I get old people. I get it. I'm with you. A good stretch is, like, fucking crazy. Anyways, next thing. Hot showers. Y'all, I could go on and on about a shower. I remember when I was in my depression era, I remember I would see a lot of people talking about, like, how they were unable to get out of bed, let alone, like, brush their teeth or, like, take a shower. And I was like, that's so funny, because the only thing that I wanted to do and the only thing that made me feel better when I was depressed was taking showers. Like, it was the only thing that I was like, holy shit, everything will be okay. I just felt clean. I just felt cleansed. I felt like a dish that was being washed. I felt like pure. I don't know, I can't explain it, but a hot shower, it's the highlight of my day. It's the, I don't know, I get excited to take a shower now, which is really weird because I was kind of stinky when I was younger. Like, I was a stinky fucking kid. I was like, I'm gonna take a shower once a week, bitch. Like, you're coochie. Okay, that's actually fucking heinous. Like, I was a stinky fucking kid. I would shower every couple of days. Like, it wasn't a week. I wouldn't take a week, but dude, Let me tell you, I have hella outgrown that. Okay, first of all, there's some days that I like take 2 or 3 showers in the day. I'm like, that is just insane. It's just nice. Okay, 3 is kind of crazy, but like 2 a day, like, I just enjoy it. I like going to sleep clean. I like waking up and then waking myself up and being clean. Like, I sleep better when, like, I take a hot shower. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. But yeah, stop being a sneaky bitch and go take a shower. That's actually the only 2 things that I had on my list, but I'm going to make up a 3rd thing right now on the spot because I feel like I need another point to this routine. And the 3rd thing that I need to do every single day to ensure that I have a good day is, this is literally, I'm like, like, I shut up, but at the same time, like, it's true. I think recently I've been saying, like in this context I sound so annoying, but genuinely it has been such a powerful thing for me recently, but I have been affirming a lot recently, verbally and in my head the entire day. Thanks, girl. Honestly, like, shut me up. Like, that camera shut me the fuck up. The camera said boop boop boop. I was like, I didn't want to say it because I was like, I'm gonna sound so annoying, but it's true. I have been affirming a lot recently and it has changed my life, just changing the way that I talk about myself and the way that I like view things. So I'll say that I've been an affirmation queen. Let me shut the fuck up. Let me shut up. Every day is a little bit different. Usually I'll like wake up. I like open up the curtains. I'll make my bed. I'll brush my teeth. Sometimes I shower in the morning. Sometimes I'll do it after I work out and then I get ready. And then I do some work. And then usually once I'm done doing work, I'll go work out. I'll eat something and then I'll work out. And then I'll do all my errands after I work out because I'm already out. So if I need to pick up something, I'll pick something up. If I need to go, you know, do whatever. Depending on, some days I hang out with friends later in the day. Other days I have class. Other days I'll have like a dinner or something. And then I come home if I haven't eaten, I'll eat, and then I just unwind. I like to shower at night, and then I go to sleep. I'll change, do my skincare routine, and then go to sleep, and then repeat. That's kind of been my day recently, but it kind of changes. It changes a lot every day. It's not like I'm like bound to it, but that's roughly what it kind of looks like. My nighttime routine and like my bedtime routine is like a whole thing within itself. I have been listening to white noise every single night, or like brown noise. Y'all, let me put you on to brown noise. I did not know it was a thing. That shit is crazy. My literal screen time on my phone, I'm not even kidding, is like 18 hours a day. And it's not because I'm on my phone. It's because I sleep with the Spotify app playing brown noise from my Google Home speaker all night. I don't know what it is. I just sleep like a child when I have like some sort of background noise. Because I feel like I'm just like tuning into that rather than like thinking or tossing and turning. Like, I'm just like focused on the noise and you just kind of fall asleep. It works every time. It's literally like when you get a massage. It works every time. I don't know what it is, but recently I feel like I've been experimenting with music, and I feel like I've just listened to the same, like, I feel like I've listened to all of my liked songs so many times. I'm just like bored of it. And every few months I talk about this, and like every few months, like, my friends, like, I'm like, I feel like I have nothing to listen to. It's true. I don't know. I've just like abused the fuck out of the like replay button, and I've heard every song at least 100 times. And like, it, I've just been so weird about listening to music recently that it's gotten to the point that sometimes I get in the car and I will play my white noise sleeping music while I'm driving. Like casually listening to fucking white noise is crazy. Driving and turning on, let me turn on some white noise, is crazy. But hey, man, it's been nice. I don't know, because, like, when I sit in silence, I'm like, boo, I'm bored. But when I have a little bit of white noise, I'm, like, tapping into something, but my brain still feels, like, calm. I don't have to listen to the same song. I don't have to listen to words or lyrics. Just this. And this is copyright free, so I can play it for the girls. Like, y'all, that is, like, automatically yes. Like, I'm literally... Like, I just... Wow. Dude, I fuck with it. So, yeah, so that's been a part of my ritual.
Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. Face on a lover and a fire in his heart. A man undercover, but he tore me apart.
Don't know the lyrics at all. Don't need to know them. I got my version. I fear we are ending the near of this episode. I think that rhymed. Like, it's the way I don't want to stop talking, but I feel like I'm like... If I continue to talk, it's going to just be nonsense. Like it's the way my mouth is going to move, and, like, noises will be made, but I'm not going to be saying anything. So, that's where I'm like, I feel like I should just wrap it up. I feel, you know, I'm going to sing you guys a song, and then I might head out. Okay? Unfortunately, I can't play it, but I will sing it.
A face on a lover with the fire in his heart.
Wait, can I do the karaoke version or will it copyright? Oh, I can't do the karaoke. Whatever, I'm gonna acapella that shit. Okay, here we go. A crowded room. Okay, a crowded room, friends with tired eyes. I'm hiding from you and your soul of eyes. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. A face on a lover with a fire in his heart. Heart. A face on a lover. I can hit that note better. A face on a lover with a fire in his heart. A man undercover, but you tore me apart.
That was actually me singing it, you guys. That in fact was not George Michael. That was me. Nye singing it. So you guys were a little confused there. I just thought I'd let everyone know. Okay.
That was the end of today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. This one was kind of chaotic and very chaotic, but I don't know. I'm kind of in a, like, I don't know. This is just my mood today. I love you guys so much. I can't wait to see you guys next week. I love you guys. I was going to say comment hashtag trauma dump, but I'm like, maybe don't comment that. Like, y'all, I'm fucked. I fear the car might be just our spot, because I'm like, where else would it be? I spend so much time in this fucking vehicle. Like, I have a bond with this car. Like, I sometimes talk to it. I talk to the car. And I've cried in this car. I gave birth on the show. I got married on the show. I got divorced on the show. Like, I have just been in this car. Hey, sir. Don't look at me. Whoa. So we're staying in the car, and also the audio is best here because I feel like I'm in the booth. I'm just in the studio right now cooking up. I have to stop. I need to turn this off. I love you guys so much. I will see you guys in the next one. Like, my brain is trying to give my body instructions. Like, my brain is like, put the microphone down. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want this to be done, y'all. I'm having such a good time. Make sure to follow Bit My Tongue on Instagram at Bit My Tongues. I gotta go. There's a scary man in the parking lot. I love you guys so much. I'll see you in the next one. and I'll hopefully be recording this during the day and not in the middle of the night.
The creatures are coming out, y'all. Okay, I love you. I'm gonna go.
Mwah! I'll see you in the next one.